Rural Focus.
Well, there was a fantastic turnout earlier on today with the drying season update urgent meeting for farmers that happened at the Yawnup Hall. To find out how it all went down, Southwest farmer Bevan Eats joined us on Rural Focus this morning. Good morning there to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Troy, and good morning, listeners.
Did look like a good crowd assembled there early this morning, mate, you thought?
Yeah, I reckon there would have been close to 300 people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was a really good turnout for the time of day and the short notice of the meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask you, first up, was the WA Agriculture Minister, Jackie Jarvis, was she there?
No, I didn't see her there, and I certainly didn't see any representatives from the Labor Party there that I noticed anyway.
Were you disappointed in that, mate, that there was nobody from...
Of course you're disappointed. It was just, you would have liked to have understand the crisis, but yep. I suppose, well, what else can you say, really?
So a great turnout by all, but bad for so many producers that are feeling the pinch. The main points that were spoken there this morning?
Look, there was a few motions to come out. I suppose what, you know, the idea was is to highlight the actual crisis we're in the feed and the water situation. One of the motions passed by the WA farmers was from John Hassell was around the condemning the comments last week from the state agricultural minister around the euthanisation of animals. You know, we're all there trying to find solutions and work together. So I wasn't made aware of those comments until today, and that's pretty disappointing. So, I think, we're in a really difficult situation. You know, as I said the other day, it's that perfect storm that's let up. You know, we're looking at now probably no break of the season until end of May. You can almost guarantee then it'll come too cold, feed won't grow. So this is going to impact our region for probably 2 years. So it's really, really difficult.
All right. Any other big talking points to come out of the meeting this morning?
Look, there were a couple of representatives from the government task force, the drought task force they formed there.
Yep.
We need real action. And I made the point that, as former chair of the West Australian Waterers Coalition in proclaimed areas of Warren Donnelly, you know, we've been trying to protect spring rights, been trying to protect farmers' water licences so farmers have the ability to drought-proof their own properties. And when you've been fighting the government regulation and the department's regulations and upcoming legislation, they're like tying our hands behind our back. Farmers need to know what's done, and then to then have turn around and be told, well, we've got to start preparing for drought and better planning. Well, we've been trying to do that for 2 years, the government are just basically tying our hands behind our back and making it more difficult than it needs to be. You've got that on top of the depressed stock prices, through the live export. We've got a raft of government decisions that are impacting people's businesses and livelihoods, and that's going to flow through to animal welfare.
I know there was some pellet suppliers there this morning too, mate. Any update from those guys this morning?
They're in short supply, and they're also not taking on new customers. So that makes it extremely difficult to source supply. So unfortunately, there's no good real news to come out of it from the meeting, apart from the fact that everyone's kind of united and are calling on the government to do something. You know, one of the actions they could take is a freight subsidy. You know, to move for $1.5 million from figures. Quotas a day, they can move 10,000 head of cattle out of the region across the east. That will alleviate some pressure on some food and hopefully benefit everyone.
Yeah, right.
Because it'll have that flow on effect. There's that many less stock that need feeding that'll then hopefully make more feed available for other producers. So, you know, they're some of the real actions that we need to come out of this task force, not just saying we need to better plan for droughts, because when you're in a drought crisis, it's hard to prepare and plan for that. Because, you know, you've got the financial constraints and other issues.
Yep. So what happens now, mate?
Look, we'll just keep the pressure on, keep working with WA farmers, hopefully working with that drought task force. Just do what you can, and like everything that happens in the farming community, everyone, you know, mates help mates, and you just do your best and continue those networks of helping each other. We've got no other option but to keep pressing forward.
Well, nice that you got to that dry season meeting this morning there, mate. And well done to, as we said, over close to 300 farmers getting there early this morning. So well done to everybody involved. Was there any talk, mate, just quickly before you go, will there be any of these other dry season urgent meetings happening around WA? Was there talk of that there this morning?
There wasn't talk of that out of today's meeting, but you would think that, you'd like to think the Drought Task Force will set something like that up, a bit more public consultation. From today's meeting, I think everyone knows the issues that we face, and hopefully we've shown a light on where we're at and the issue that we're facing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Bev, thanks for bringing us that update from that meeting there this morning, mate.
No worries, my pleasure.